workforce.
It's time to set it straight and motivate.
Buenos dias. I understand that we're having some difficulties with adjective agreement, and that's pretty common. Let's talk about the three kind of adjectives that exist in Spanish. The first kind of adjective are those adjectives that end in O's. The second are adjectives that end in E, and the final adjectives end in consonants, such as L's, and that's what we're going to work with today. Well, let's draw three handy-dandy charts, because those seem to be my favorite. The first one will be designated for O adjective endings, and the second handy-dandy chart, E, and the third, solely for consonants. Well, remember when I construct my handy-dandy charts, me gusta hacer un cuadrado. I like to make a square. And then the top right-hand corner, top left-hand quadrant, that's masculine forms. And the bottom left are feminine. That first whole column is designated for singular. And then the second column for masculine and feminine would be plural. And then so and so forth with E adjective and consonants. And of course, if you've been in my class, you know how I set these up already. Well, let's take a look at adjectives ending in O when they describe something that's masculine singular. You would simply leave the O on the adjective. So if I were to talk about a guy who was tall, I'd say un chico alto, because it's masculine, it's a guy, and it's singular. Therefore, we would leave O on the end of alto. Now, what happens if I had a chica and she was tall? I couldn't use alto. That would be describing a masculine singular item. A chica being feminine would force the adjective to be changed to an A ending. So it might sound as chico alta. Now, let's make those two plural. Chico alto. If you have an adjective ending in an O, and it's describing a plural item, the S is placed at the end of the O. Os being my plural ending form for alto. So therefore, the new form would be chico altos. And I hope you're recognizing now that adjectives come after nouns, always in Spanish. How about saying that there are tall girls? Well, then we would simply add, you guessed it, an A-S. You'd add an S to the end of the vowel. So now we have chicas altas. Always slow down and make sure that your ending on your noun matches your ending on your adjective. If it's singular, make sure the adjective is shown as singular. Plural, plural endings on the adjective as well. Okay, let's move to E adjectives. Adjectives ending in E. If it's describing something masculine and singular, we leave the E. We do the same if it's feminine singular as well. Leave the E. Now, when it becomes plural, what rule do we know about any noun even that ends in an E? How do we make it plural? I hope you said add an S, because that's all we do here with adjectives as well. If an adjective is describing a masculine plural item, we add an ES. If it's describing a feminine item that's plural, an ES as well. So let's practice this. If I described an escritorio, and I said the escritorio was big or grande, I know escritorio is masculine, and it is singular, and according to my handy-dandy chart, it tells me to leave an E at the end. So escritorio grande. What would happen if I wanted to describe a bandera? And let's say this bandera was green. ¿Cómo se dice green? Verde. Muy bien. So if my bandera, which ends in A and makes it feminine, and it's singular because it has an S, I would know that my adjective verde would have to end in a E as well. Okay, so the answer would be bandera verde. Let's make these two plural as well. So if I had escritorios and they were large, I'd say escritorios. Remember here, the noun is masculine, but now it's plural. So I would add an S on the end. Escritorios grandes. What about the green flag? More than one? Banderas verdes. Muy bien. So that seems to be pretty easy. Okay. One last adjective form, and those are the end in consonants. And most readily, I think that we see consonants ending in L's, maybe sometimes D's. But remember, if it's an item is masculine and it's singular, we're going to leave the adjective alone. We're not going to do anything to the masculine singular form of the adjective. And we're not going to do anything also to the feminine form. Now, this rule might change as you progress in Spanish. You'll find out that adjectives of nationality like Español, Inglés, those rules might change. But for now, a beginning Spanish student, we want to make a feminine singular noun, adjective. We want to just leave it alone when it's singular. Now, what happens when it's masculine? A masculine plural adjective. We simply add an ES. And we do the same thing to a feminine plural adjective, ES. Let's practice. I want to say that the book is difficult. So I would say, un libro, and the adjective for difficult, ¿cómo se dice difficult? Difícil, muy bien, difícil. And because it's a masculine singular item, I leave it alone. Let's talk about clase. Now, clase is a tricky noun, but it is feminine. Una clase. An easy class? Ooh, ¿cómo se dice easy? No es difícil, es fácil. Muy bien. So, una clase, it's feminine, singular. I do nothing to fácil, and that's simply the answer. Una clase fácil. Okay, let's make both of these plural, and I think we've got it. So, unos libros, and I want to say they're difficult again. Difíciles. Right. Yes, on the end. Excelente. Okay. El látimo aquí es clase. Unas clases no son difíciles, son fáciles. Muy bien. So, yes, on the end. Excelente. I think you have the hang of it. Remember, make sure you do the practice in class, and it'll help. But also, please, más despacio, lentamente, slow down and check over adjective agreement. Underline the noun, underline the adjective until you really understand what you're doing. To make certain that they both are equaled out. If one is feminine and one is singular, make sure that the other is the same as well. So, best of luck, buena suerte, y practica mucha, ¿no? Practice a lot. Adios.
Set the record straight. You know things could really, really be better. Let's set it straight today. Don't you know I got to work the
workforce.
It's time to set it straight and motivate, 'cause I'm